It's Sunday the 31st of May, day 71. I was woken at 4 a.m. by the house phone, the landline. Since almost nobody ever phones us on it, I reckoned it might be some kind of emergency and so crawled out of bed to go downstairs to answer it. When I got there, all I could hear was a crackling sound and then the line went dead. Since GCHQ and the NSA probably focus on my mobile rather than on a Stone Age landline, I put it down to a tech glitch and turned to go back to bed. Except, of course, that by then I was wide awake and alert. So I spent a couple of happy and productive hours catching up on my reading, and was glad I'd done so. Among other things I got to was Jeff Mann's very informative review in the London Review of Books of Thomas Piketty's new book, Capital and Ideology, an 1150-page doorstop that even a glutton for punishment would think twice about starting on. But to be honest, I'm tempted. The reason is that, like Piketty, I believe that ideology lies at the heart of most important political questions. I have a crude but useful definition of it. Ideology is what determines what you're thinking, even when you don't know you're thinking. It's what defines what is thinkable and what lies completely beyond the pale. What made this clear to me was a radio interview I heard in the summer of 2012 on Radio 4's PM programme. There had been a big scandal that day when it was revealed that a company with a lucrative contract with the Home Office for the electronic tagging of convicted criminals had been billing the government for some years for tagging prisoners who had either been released from jail or who had actually died. A cabinet minister was being interviewed about this. He uttered the usual bromides. If true, the case was scandalous. There would be a thorough investigation, heads would roll, etc., etc. Then the interviewer reminded him that the company in question was on a list of approved contractors for future government contracts. I take it, said the interviewer, that this company will be deleted from the list. Oh no, said the minister, that would be out of the question. That's ideology in action, I thought. It's what defines what's out of the question. Piketty has an equally workmanlike approach to the concept. I use ideology, he writes, in a positive and constructive sense, to refer to a set of a priori plausible ideas and discourses describing how society should be structured. Jeff Mann is having none of this. Every time someone says, of course, or realistically, he writes, they touch on it. Ideology is not a set of ideas and discourses, important as those are. It's the worldview that makes those ideas and discourses seem reasonable, or a priori plausible. That's more like it, I thought, and went back to bed, and dreamt about missing a flight, for all the world as though it might be possible to catch such a thing.